This is the old. Good morning, man. Kermit Edney with program 65 in a 260 program series dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen during the WHKP Golden Anniversary. Following the format of the highly successful Frank L. Fitzsimmons 25-year series from the banks of the Ocklawaha, we call this simply Where Fitz Left Off. Today, an observation on that great individualist, Sheriff W.G. Bill McCall. My memory goes back to Sheriff Will Guerin. That's the first one I can remember. He served from 1928 to 34. But I remember even more vividly his famous Guerin's Tonic, which Mr. Fitz told you about and wrote about in his banks of the Ocklawaha. There was Morris Orr, who was sheriff for 1 2-year term, 1934 to 36, and during his term, the legislature increased the term of office for the sheriff from 2 to 4 years. There was Will Davis, and then F.D. Bill Dalton. He served 2 terms, from 42 to 50, and Dalton is the only man to serve as sheriff and then later as chairman of the county commissioners. And then there was W.G. Bill McCall. We told you what a radical sports fan Sheriff McCall had always been. He also loved practical jokes and was beside himself when we pulled that prank on Dr. Ross Deeds, a proctologist who called himself the Rear Admiral. Bill McCall had a laugh that would bounce off canyon walls. Bob Freeman once told me about a visit Sheriff McCall had made to his friend and supporter, Dr. J.H. Cummings, who established the Cummings Foundation to benefit Hendersonville, Buffalo, New York, and Toronto, Canada. The only person home when the sheriff arrived at Dr. Cummings' house was his Chinese houseboy. When Dr. Cummings returned, the houseboy said, "Men come to visit you, don't know name," but he constantly laughed. Ha, 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 ha! Dr. Cummings knew he was talking about Sheriff McCall, and Bob Freeman said folks started calling the sheriff after that, "Ha, ha, McCall." But Bill could be tougher than nails when the occasion demanded it. Back in the early 50s, a retired police officer bought a little house near the Flat Rock Playhouse. He alleged he was not aware of the theater company until he had bought the house and moved in. That summer, he became very upset about all the cars, some parking in his driveway, the noise of the theater. So in retribution, he bought his son an electric guitar and had him play it each night during the performance of the plays. Disruptive? Totally. Managing director Robroy Farquhar went to Ben Prince, who was a supporter of the Playhouse, and he related their problems to L.B. Ben asked, "Have you tried to reason with this man?" Robbie said, "We've tried everything, but all he does is shout at us. He's insolent, he's insulting, he's arbitrary." Ben was aware that the man was getting his water from the source owned by the Flat Rock Playhouse, and he says, "All right, go cut his water off." Robbie followed Ben's instructions. The next night, the man had bought a set of drums for his son, and the disruption to the theater then was total. Ben then called Sheriff Bill McCall. He says, "Sheriff, do you think you might be able to reason with this man at all?" "I can try," Bill said. So he drove out, knocked on the door, and started trying to reason with the man. Quickly, he met violent and abusive language. In fact, this guy was the kind of guy that gives Yankees a bad name. The sheriff began seething inside and told Ben, "I thought the smart thing to do is just leave before I lost my temper with this idiot." But the guy followed the sheriff all the way to the sheriff's car, berating and ridiculing him all the way. And when Bill had finally gotten into the car, the fellow even stuck his head in the window and yelled, "And what are you going to do about it?" Bill said that did it. He got back out of the car and beat the fire out of the man. In fact, he stomped him all over the dirt. But by the time the sheriff got back to town, the guy had already sworn a warrant charging the sheriff with assault and a variety of other things. The sheriff went back to Ben, told him what had happened, and said, "Ben, he ain't got no right to treat the high sheriff of this county that way." So Ben immediately swore a warrant for the man, charging him, among other things, of approaching the high sheriff in a mean and truculent manner. The lawsuits flew right and left, and finally the newcomer, facing the wrath of the entire community, agreed to sell the property to the Playhouse at a reasonable price and left. June 23, 1956, Sheriff McCall was riding with Deputy Carl Garrett on routine patrol on U.S. 176 near Shepherd Street, when the patrol car was hit head-on by an automobile owned by Mrs. Lila Overby of Abbeville, South Carolina. Both she and the driver of that car, evidence showed, were totally drunk. And though Carl Garrett was 6 feet totally off the highway on the right-hand side, the Overby car came across their lane and struck their car head-on. This was June 23rd. Sheriff McCall battled for life over 2 weeks, suffering massive head and chest injuries, but finally succumbed July 8, 1956, the only sheriff in the 158-year history of this county to die in office. Another memory of this seventh child, of a seventh child lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave him with a job he's loved all of his life. Source some Carta as we begin the next 50 years.